17. The natural way, medicine and trade. The art of medicine consists of amusing the patient while nature cures the disease. Voltaire. Each year, people spend millions of dollars on health care, drugs, and various remedies to take care of themselves. Traditionally, it is the Eastern nations, such as China, and indigenous cultures, such as those in South America, that have used natural and alternative medicines to treat their health problems. But these days, Western nations, such as the UK, Germany, Australia, Finland, France, and the United States, rely on them too. In fact, the World Health Organization, WHO, estimates that 4 billion people, two-thirds of the world's population, use herbal medicines for some sort of primary health care. Herbal and natural medicine has been practiced for thousands of years. It includes treatments such as herbalism, acupuncture, relaxation, massage, and aromatherapy. It is also holistic, meaning that it doesn't just focus on the sick part of the body. It treats the whole person. Practitioners believe that everything in the body is connected, and that treatment is meant to be as preventative as it is curative. As a result, the rise in the use of herbal and alternative medicines is also sparking a rise in international trade, especially from China. One example of this is the border between southern China and northern Vietnam, which has become a busy market for trading herbal medicines. In 2006, trade in this region was about $25 million. While some of these northern medicines from China stay in Vietnam, many are exported again to other countries such as Thailand and Laos, resulting in more than 80% of this trade going through the small border town of Ai Dien.